Okay, it's 1916 and you're late to work. You run out your front door, jump in your car, and put the pedal to the metal, right? Wrong. Like many Americans back then, you have a steam engine car which has no ignition.
You literally have to fire it up. So starting the car begins with a blowtorch and vaporizing the fuel.
That's Susan Randolph, executive director of the Marshall Steam Museum. She says steam cars used water from basically any source and a bit of igniter fluid to get moving.
It's a lot like a tea kettle on a gas stove. You have to get the fire going with something.
The museum holds the world's largest collection of operating steam-powered cars. And yes, that's right, these cars do still run, which Randolph says is a big drive for attendance. The museum's latest exhibit, Letting Off Steam, highlighting its collection of steam-powered Stanley motor carriages, opens August 7th. Mark Earhart, Delaware Public Media.